We learned Siv Gimel so far was the halacha that if you find kelim that have a tzuras avodah zarah on them, if they're kelim mechubadim, then you have to be chayshish that it's l'shem avodah zarah, and if they're kelim that are mevuzim, then you don't have to be chayshish it's l'shem avodah zarah. Now, on the second page of Siv Gimel in your copies, in the first wide line, the Ramah mentioned coins. That's a keli mavuza, and therefore a shem avodah zarah in a coin is mutter. The Pesachei Tshuva brought that the Yaivitz argues, and I had mentioned last week that if you look into the sugya, you'll see that the Yaivitz is talking about medallions, and the Ramah is talking about coins that are used for spending. And coins that are used for spending are not keli mechubadim; no one's eivid them because they give them away shortly. They buy some milk. And the medallions which are saved, those are the ones that are avodah zarah, and that therefore it appears that the Pesachei Tshuva's comparison of the Yaivitz to the Ramah is not with merit. So let's start from after that Ramah, after the word matbeis, and it continues to list kelim avuzim, yairais, pats, kumkumusim, some other type of pat, chamichamin. Whether they're lower than the water level or above the water level, the etching, which is an avodah zarah, the drawing, which is a drawing of an avodah zarah. So basically, it says here that the kelim that are used to consume food are kelim mevuzim. Unlike jewelry, which is kelim mechubadim, so if somebody has a ring or a necklace and it has on it a shem avodah zarah, so you have to be chayshish, unless you know, you have to be chayshish that it's a shem avodah zarah. Mashenken, kelim mevuzim, you don't have to worry. Chozeb istam, anu yaidim, shenevdu kelim alalu. That's if you don't know if they serve those avodah zarahs. Aval, v'yidua shenevdu kelim alalu, shalom. If you know that it's only used to remind them of the avodah zarah, not to be avodah zarah, it's mutter.
Why does it have to do with
noy? Noy avodah zarah is something that you have an avodah zarah and you decorate the avodah zarah with something, but you're starting off with something you know is an avodah zarah and you decorate it. That's where it's a problem.
They decorate
the building. So when they decorate the buildings, that's not that. When they decorate the church, that's not avodah zarah, because the church, even the outside, because the whole building is considered to be part of the avodah zarah. It's all considered something connected to the avodah zarah, and therefore it's a problem. But the decorations on homes, that's a zecher to the avodah zarah. It's not a noy. And therefore, that's mutter.
So one stam,
kelim chubadim are asur, and kelim mevuzim are mutter. So someone that goes to a restaurant, they have a fork or a spoon, it's got a tselem on the handle. So according to what I was saying now, it's mutter. These are kelim used, it doesn't say silverware, it says cups. These are kelim that are used for eating, and these things appear to be kelim mevuzim. And therefore, according to the shita we learned so far, which is the Iker shita and halacha, these things are mutter.
But you know, we have silverware, we have the tzan, but we don't have the lachma. So on the silver roof, they have the emblem. Silverware,
you can find it, it's not the Nazi emblem?
Yeah,
that has nothing to do with Avodah Zarah.
Right,
but it's made as a zecher. Okay, if it's made as a zecher, then it's mutter. And the Shulchan Aruch assumes that in a let's say a drinking glass, that a tzelem on a drinking glass is not awesome.
Nobody worships.
What?
Nobody worships.
Nobody worships it. Nobody would worship it. And that, therefore, that's something which is okay. So that's the psak here in the Shulchan Aruch.
But in hospitals, Catholic Church hospitals.
My assumption is that all the tzelems of the rooms are a zecher to the avodah zarah. Maybe I'm wrong. We have to find out from some who's did. Is a galuch that was Megayer. We have to ask him. I remember there were signs on all the poles. I remember calling the rav of the shul where the speech was, and asking what the Goyim think when they look at it. You know, it's a sign that the priest turned Jew, and it had, I forgot what the title was, about the truth. I didn't think it was an appropriate thing to put on the poles on all the streets in Flatbush. But anyway, we have to find out who he is and ask him if those tzeilums are meant to serve the tzeilum, or they're meant to remind.
One of the nurses who went through, because she would go into the room and she would pray before she went. I mean,
do they? They pray to the tzeilums on the wall? I don't know.
I don't know. That's what you have to say.
Okay, that's, I'm assuming something without knowing. Now, the Shulchan Aruch does bring a second shita. V'yesh misha oimer. It brings a second shita. Shekol tzura shi nevedes bevadai afilu al mevozim asur. If it's a tzura, which we know, like at Salem, we know that in certain occasions they are oivid that tzura, then it's also afal pi she'eno liyoidim shekelem halolu nevdu. So here the Mechaber brings a second shita, b'shem yesh mishaimer. The rule is when a second shita is b'shem yesh mishaimer, that he does not mean to paskin that way. He's just saying that there's a shita to be machmir that holds that any tzura that's known to be a tzura safai dezara is also on any keli, whatever it might be.
As he says, if he brings a second opinion, it's usually that's how he paskins.
No, if he brings two yeshayimrim, then he paskins the second one. If he brings the first one stam and the second one yeshayimrim, then he's paskins the first one. That's the klalei hara.
First one stam, second yeshayimrim is paskins like the stam, and if it's two yeshayimrim,
that's right. Okay, vahaminig, the Rama says, kisvari shayna. Wonderful. So Rama says to be mekel on kelim uvosim. Well, the question is, if it's an Avodah Zarah, you're saying even if it is an Avodah Zarah, what's the difference? What's the nafka mina if it's an Avodah Zarah? What?
The yeshiva.
What to do with the tzeilums? I am sure they destroyed them. Right. Yeah, well, they were going to take them off either way, whether it was a Zeche. The Nafkamina is if it's a Mitzvah Saseh to burn it, to destroy it. A rare occasion to okay a Mitzvah. It says they're rather not to make a bracha facing an Avodah Zarah. It does say such a thing.
Somebody
suggested you could, the question is if you can hang your hat on it. Yeah, that's very good. They say if you can hang your doll on it, if you can hang your doll on it. Sorry. Okay, I'm sure they do. I'm sure. The question is if it's a place to
Zahra. Yeah, they don't have many from Meyer
than one of them. Now, it looks good. The Mechaber brings two sheetahs. The Rama says, Hamidik is far Rishayna. The Rama does something a bit strange here. You see, it's a long Shach Yud Zayin. You have to appreciate the Seder in this Ramah to appreciate the Shach's Taniyah. What's going on here? What's the big picture? The Shulchan Aruch brought Mevuzin Mutarin, Mechubadim Aras, so that's no Shach. Mevuzin Mutarin, Yesh Machmirin, the Ramah says, Aminik Esfar Rishayna. So he's Mekel. Now he has a second reason to be Mekel. He says, Bizman Azeh, Sheinav Dechav Maidim Latsura Salalu, Mutarin Bana, Im Maitzan, Aval English Aysan. You find it, the Goyim are not really into being Ovid Surais Halalu, not sure which Surais he's referring to, but he says he could be more Mekel, still Ein La Shaisan, so it's an Avodah Zarah, even if they then Ovid it, Ein La Shaisan, you shouldn't keep them. The Gra says, Dafka Chamal Avana, you shouldn't keep, but dragon Bizman Hazeh, the Gra says, there's no Chashad, the Gra is Yud Zayin, if anybody has a dragon at home, so the Gra says, Bizman Hazeh, you're allowed to keep them. So everything is wonderful, I mean, as cool a dick as it could be. Suddenly, look what the Rama says. Yesh mechmirim b'chol atzureis haniskareis. Afilu bizman hazeh. Afagav diadinon d'loy palchi lohen. You hear what the Rama says suddenly? Suddenly he says, Yesh mechmirim b'chol atzureis haniskareis. Some mechmir any of these forms. Afilu bizman hazeh. Afagav diadinon d'loy palchi. We know for sure nobody bowed down to it. No one served it. Now watch his marimokim. Keimash amashmoy sator v'taisus. He doesn't even have a Klara Mara Malkim. So this, the Shach goes to town on this. Shach Yud Zayin. He says he doesn't know where he suddenly comes. First he said, Minikas Varu Yishayin. b'shachias. Minik esvari shayna means the minik is to be mekol on kelim avuzim, even if you don't know. And suddenly here he says, yesh machmirin in all instances, no matter what, he's matmiya. The gra also in yud ches yesh machmirin kemash v'taisis v'tur b'si yisif devarv tamuin ukvar tama le'am ashach. So,
Rabbi, when the remorse thought the man has there, what's he speaking about? He's not speaking about that. He can't be speaking about where he said the minig is before we shayna.
Why?
He already said that we're mekel. So the man has there going on the yeshayimer. What you said, you'd be machmer. According to being machmer,
he said
today you wouldn't, and then yesh machmer would be even solved.
No, it could be going on the Svari Shaina and Kelim Mechubadim. Svari Shaina Asa and Kelim Mechubadim, same as Man Hazeh, it's more cool than it. Right? Because the Mechaber, the first Shita said, Mechubadim Asurim, it was a Mutarim. Right? So on that he's saying that even Mechubadim is Man Hazeh. So the point here is that Ramah brings a Chumrah, it's a bit of a Pella, but you know something, if you look around, everybody's not like this, Ramah. You wouldn't use silverware to tzeilim or glasses with a tzeilim, would you? I don't think anybody would use it. I think things have a desire. So it's interesting that the minig ha'olam is taka like this last Ramah to be machmir. But I guess with shasat chak you have to know what to do, you know, in case. What?
Because of
miyus,
it's
maybe because of miyus. Yes. No, the first sheet said Avalein Lashay son. I think he means Tasa Pahana.
So if somebody gave somebody a set of throwing silver with a tzeilim on it, he may not use it for his food, but he certainly would sell it.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's a bit but we'd be samach on the other sheet. But I don't know if somebody would invest in buying these things. But you're right. Can melt it down. If it would be a real avodah zarah, melting down doesn't help. It's Tasa Pahana. But you're right. He bought it. What if I mistake? So that's why Shulchan Aruch is two sheetahs, because b'di'eved is a tzairach, he's samach on the other sheet. Certainly here we'd be samach on the shach and the gra. Even the chachilik would be samach on the shach and the gra. It's a peldik ramah. Not be yaidim zloy pasilu. This Ramah is being machmir even by yaduah zloy pasilu, which is loy shamanu. If you know for sure, no one bows to it. Why be machmir?
Do we have any
I don't know an explanation of the Ramah. No, I don't.
Does this sheet apply also to jewelry that we spoke about last time?
Jewelry, Mechaber says, is aser. The jewelry is kelim chubadim. Shirai. Oh, if you know it's made as a reminder, then it's mutter. I think the assumption is that a regular necklace is made only as a zecher, not as a avodah zarah. So even though it's a kelim chubadim, but we know so that everyone said that when you, except for this last Ramah, everyone said when you know it's okay.
According to that
Ramah l'chari, right? What?
Lion or something.
So we're going to get to that in Sif Dalet. Alright, the last words of the Ramah, Atsura is Darkain, the Tsura of a dragon, Muta La Saisa, Elashasa La Shaisa, Eslam Shum Chashad, that keeping a Tsura of a dragon, you should not keep the Mimneha Chashad. Tataz Vav says, Pirish Shemekvar Nevda, the Tamzah, Philoshakua Asura. That it's Aser, but the Gross said that the dragons Bisman Hazeh are all mutter. Alright, this is the end of Sif Gimel, and when we learned Gittin, we learned the Sugya of Chakika Kiksiva, we had a very nice Kler about a Chakika that's Aser Bahano. Let's say you have either a Tzeilim, let's say that you're assuming that your Bechayshid is Aser Bahano, or lehepach, lahavdol. If you have a yudkei vavkei, there are shilas about kelim that were made with psukim or yudkei vavkei, and you have to, you're not allowed to use a pot that has a pasuk on it, so you have to put it in shemus. There's a klar by chakika. We pass a chakika k'ksiva dami. That something etched in is the same as writing. If someone were to write a get on a metal with chakika, it would be a kosher get. That's a sugya in the second parak, Chaf Aleph, or so in Gittin. So the shaila was, what part of it, of the hakika, is the ksiva? Is it the airspace, or is it the solid metal under it? What I mean to say is, let's say I have a keli that's 1 inch thick, and the etching goes in half an inch. So it has a tzeilim etched in half an inch. So I take it to someone, he's going to shave off the top half an inch, and now there won't be any etching remaining. Do we say that the Avodah Zarah is the airspace of the etching, or the sides? I don't know what part of it you would refer to. Or is the etching, what's under the etching, that is the Avodah Zarah?
The Shabbos the other way also, where it sticks out.
It certainly would be the part that sticks out. I don't think that would be a question. When it's shekas, when it's stuck in, that's where the shayla is. The Sefer Brichas Avraham, very nice Sefer on Gittin, and he clears the shayla and he brings the shyness of Rishayim that are matched from both ways. What? If you want to make it mutter, you want to shave off the tzeilim. Somebody had a pot, he etched in a tzeilim. So you want to take off the tzeilim. Or the reverse. It has a pasuk, but it has a yud kef afke, has to go into Sheamus. So what has to go into Sheamus? Just the top layer or the bottom as well? Yeah, that was an afkamina. So there went through and through, because through and through there's nothing underneath, so there's no shaylin. But rather, that's what I, the time, the one time I was by Rav Chaim Kanievsky to be able to, it was the funniest thing, because, you know, they're always rushing, and I don't know, I was there, so my son was being bar mitzvah, so I gave him shalom. So then they asked me, you don't have any shaylas? Like, I don't like wasting the Gedolim's times. So I went really to Mincha and to give him shalom afterwards. So there was gradually someone there who recognized me. And I said, I'll get you in, don't worry. And, you know, everyone's waiting online. And he got me in and he gave shalom. And they tell me, you have no shaylas to ask the Rav. So I was on the spot, you know, you got to come up with a good shayla. So we learned Kitten that year. So I asked him the question that the Mishnah Berurah says, that if you have a cake with icing, letters and icing, you're not allowed to cut it on Shabbos. Mishnah's psak is that it's also to cut it on Shabbos, because you're cutting letters. Mishnah Berurah says that the lettering is chakuk, it's pressed into the cake, or chocolate bars have lettering pressed in, or some crackers have letters pressed in. Mishnah said, pressed in, it's mutter. It's only if it's with icing, it's awesome. So I told him, we pass ni chakika kiksiva dami. So what's shot in the Mishnah Berurah? So I asked him. So he sent me Kemekel sign. Because the Chazanish argues with the whole Mishnah Berurah. It's one of the Chazanish's coolest. He didn't say that, but he sent me Kemekel sign. So I said, I know it can be Mekel. I saw no pshat in the Mishnah Berurah. So he said he doesn't know. No pshat. He's not going to make a book, you know. He said he doesn't know.
To cut it.
Well, I'm sure he would be Mekel with the icing. Chazanish is Mekel. But I had a kash on the Mishnah Berurah. So he was telling me it could be Mekel.
Didn't the Rebbe also ask him about repairing a center of Haftorah?
That I once asked him. I was walking down the street, and he was walking there, and he got in a car, and one after another, he was so patient. Everyone stuck their head in the car, in the window. The car was not moving. Everyone stuck his head in, and I asked him, Shilas, and, you know, he's very, very patient. There was even one little kid who he snipped his hair, and so I asked him. We have cloth upstairs, and they're old cloth. The cloth was inherited from the Aguda of Crown Heights, so you can imagine how far back it goes. It was probably 50 years. So the klafim have breaks in the letters. It's not new. So the minhag seems to be that a klaf is not like a sefer Torah. You could be mekel. But I had a kasha on that. Because it says in Hilchos Megillah that a Megillah is kosher if only letters are there, because nikri igeres. Because the Megillah is called an igeres. And an igeres, you're missing letters. Smashu wasn't called an Igeres. Ksuvim, Nivim, Ksuvim also need every letter. So I asked him, I told him we have old klafim, and their letter's broken. Should we write new ones? So he said to me, you should fix the old ones. I told him, it's very hard to fix the old ones. So he said to me again, yeah, spend money, fix the old ones. You know, like, you don't want to say you have to get new ones, but he didn't want to say it's kosher. Afterwards, I found out that he was then in the middle of a sichsuch somebody had promised klafim to a shul in Tel Aviv, a chassidish shul, and then he found out that they're not going to use it anyway. Chassidim, they don't read it out loud. So he went to Chaim Knievsky and he said, let him in shul, they have old klafim, he wants to give it there. Is it a problem of being mishana from his neder? So Chaim says, get to him, he doesn't want a paskin, so he sent him to Rabbi Yashuv. Maybe even he would have sent him anyway. So Rabbi Yashuv wrote a letter, it's printed in the Kovitz Chuvas. I think he was Mekel. I think he said that someone who makes a neder, they give klafim to a shul, it's on the assumption they're going to use it. They're not going to use it, the whole neder is not a neder. I think that's what it says. But at any rate, you know, then he was in the middle of tumbling about klafim, so I don't know if that had a bearing on his reluctance to say outright that the klafim he had were questionable. So slowly we've been writing new klafim. The Nevi'im Achreinu we have already all new. The Nevi'im Rishayim was still looking for donors. Someone just promised the Yeshua, so should be getting it shortly. Okay, anyway, that's an aside. What? We did Nevi'im Achreinim first, because Yeshua is the cheapest. Yeshua, I know, Yeshua though is cheap, it's only 24 krokim. So it's easier than to get it up.
There's a building on Ocean Avenue, a Jewish center, that has a pasuk with Shem Yekevavke Chakuk in the stone.
It's written by Mumrin though, I think. It's also that.
Doubt it. I doubt it.
Okay, let's move to Sifta Aleph. Shemesh Yireach is not Avodah Zarah. However, we're going to learn a Sifta Aleph is a Bezunder Issa to make a Shemesh Yireach because of Lashasa Niti. Let me give you. Excuse me? The Buddhas, yeah, they're problems. The Buddhas are still issues. The Buddhas are still Avodah Zarah issues. They have tzuras. What do they have exactly? I don't know either. I don't know. You're right. There are religions that still have the pagan practices. That's still a problem. The cows in India, yeah. Why do they raise cows if they can't do anything with them? Anyway, getting back here. Sif Dalid, you have to know a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the Sugya in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says that there's a pasuk Laisasun Iti Klei Kesef or Klei Zav that you're not allowed to make Tzurais, they're not allowed to make images. So the Gemara questions Laisasun if it's to be if you're doing it to make an Avodah Zarah Filu Shalshelus, I think it says even a chain you're not allowed to make, and if it's not to be an Avodah Zarah, so what's the problem making statues? So the Gemara says that there's a separate Isser to make figures that are iti, that are with the Ravina Shalom in the heavenly sphere. In other words, anything which is in the heavens, now we're going to explain what that means in a minute, is awesome. Now where does it say Loisasun iti like Kesav Leizav? Says it in Parshas Yisrael by not by the Aseres HaDibris. Everyone thinks by Aseres HaDibris. After the Aseres HaDibris, I have to tell you this. You had the Aseres HaDibris, Cholam Rayinus HaKailis. If the Maftir, I don't know if you get that far, but if the Maftir, it's very strange. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 psukim, and the package of the 5 psukim is Laisasan Itiel Laikesav Laizav, this Isser, which is not Avodah Zarah, even to make figures that are in the heavenly bodies. And then Mizbeach Adama Tassaliv and Mizbeach Avadim Tassaliv Simnes and Gazes. You're not allowed to lift a stone on the Mizbeach. And Leisalabam Alaysa Mizbechi, on the Mizbeach you have to have a ramp. The connection is very strange. Very, very strange. You have your Veilam Ishbatim, is Machubit HaSeres HaDibris. In between you have 3 mitzvahs. Not to make statues, to make Mizbeach Avadim without lifting a stone on it, a knife on it. And Leisal B'malas HaMizbech, they have a ramp on the Mizbeach. A very love Reisha Sefer, a Sefer Reisha, it's all one parasha, very strange. So I saw a beautiful far from Rabbi Isaac, not Rabbi Isaac Harif, from Rabbi Isaac Sher, in his Sefer, in Lekasichis Musa, he says, Gevaldik. Once you hear it, it's pshat. He says, Klai Yisrael heard the Aseres HaDibros. A part of the Aseres HaDibros, a mitzvah is that name Neicha Mitzvah too. Right? If I do Zarish, because don't give a harayis. They're going also Mitzvah. Like, you know, you come to Aseres HaDibros, you're waiting, you're eager, and three out of ten are old news, you know, nothing new. Like, Signaibu really is also. But these three are the main three. So, Moshe Rabbeinu taught Klai Yisrael, you should know that what your Mitzvah is different than the Goyim. The Goyim are Mitzvah in the technical thing, to be over the Aveira. Klal Yisrael, when Klal Yisrael is mitzvah, and Avodah Zarah, Gilos, and Shechas Damim, it's them and anything that has a shaykhis to them. And he gave a marshal for each one of the three. For Gilei Arayis, to use a ramp and not steps, Leisigala Avaschalav. It's not Gilei Arayis, but it says Loshon Leisigala Avaschalav. Klal Yisrael has to be marchik for me from Gilei Arayis, Akadekach. And for Shechas Damim, that you don't make him as Beach, Ashachar Bechayin Aftolav, that a cherub is made to kill. And therefore, we have to be so marchik from it that the Mizbeah can be made. And Avodah Zarah, Lisasaniti, which the Gemara says means, even things are not Avodah Zarah, which is Sivdala now, even things are not Avodah Zarah, but since they're statues that are similar to things that are in the celestial sphere, they're also awesome. It's a beautiful pshat in the Seder Hadvarim here of... and it starts, by the way, it starts, Kaisam of Israel, Atam Risa Kavir Hashemayim Divarati Yimachem, refers back to the Aseres HaDibros, then it says these three are theirs. So it fits in beautifully.
That's
usually the Shtekel Torah they say, that the Torah they want to accept was with all the anyway, Siv Dalid is now a totally new idea. It's an idea of things that have zero Shachas Tavai Dezara, and there's no difference today and then, there's no difference a Yid or if it was made by a Yid or made by a guy. These in Issa now of Tzuroi Sheba Madara Elyon. Now it's very interesting that the Gemara goes through like four cycles in what Leisasun Iti includes. The Gemara mentions that Leisasun Iti includes the planets, the heavenly bodies. You now make an image of a moon or a star or the sun. We're going to learn about that. We're going to learn that it has to do with angels, with the image of a malach. The malachim, in case you never saw a malach, so we look into Nach and we see the images of malachim described in Nach, especially in Yecheskel, we have images of malachim. And includes that. It includes a human image, because the Rebbeinu Shlalom appeared to Daniel in the image of a human being, of an old man with a white beard. So that includes a human image. And all of these things are also in the Dmus HaChayis, the Chayis HaKadosh, which you always wondered what it looked like, so I can't make you a statue of it, but we can learn inside the description of what it looked like. So this is the background of Siv Dalet, even though it's in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, and it has some sort of a shaykhis tavai desar, it says aleiches aleizav, but the drasha is leisasun iti, don't make things, leisasun oisi, the Gemara Tridashas, don't make an image of God, or the things that are mishamishimai v'marim. So let's learn inside, we'll see what's aser, and this is a sif that's not totally correct the way people observe it. Let's see. Also letzai etzurai shebemadr shchina, it's also to make an image, a tzura, of something that's in the modor shchina, the celestial sphere. Kagai. Dalit panim bahadi adadi. The four faces together. What are the four faces together? So, Shachov tells us, now this is the Chayis HaKadosh, the four-faced. Talk about being two-faced. It's four faces on the four sides of it. So, kagai dalit panim bahadi adadi, perish Rashi, the Shach brings, p'nei Shachov, Shachov, Pirush Rashi Pnei Shar, Adam, Aryeh, Venesher, Lachaya Echad. Dugma as Chayes HaKadosh, Kedixiv, Leisasun Iti, Hashruyois Etzli, Adkan. That's Rashi. So again, what is it? An image of an ox, a human, a lion, and a eagle. And all in one creature. And he is, V'dira Mashkasa Sharu La Davka, Damrinu Bechagiga, Ba'yecheskel V'hofche L'kruv. He changed the bust of the Chaya. The fourth face is like a kruv, like a child.
Okay, so
Pnei and Bahadi Adadi, the Makabaka, Makalai Sas and Eti Ashuya, Satslihu. Inami Kamash Fulad, the Lai Atad, in Sharbi Makava, Telechalas is Dalpur by the Adadi, Visharbi Neyam, Shiam Shashanabi Bimikra. So he says that in Tanakh we find that there was a change in the figure of the Chayes HaKadosh. Nevertheless, it's Osir either figure, the figure, the original form, or the new improved Chayes HaKadosh that has Adam Kruv and the Nesher. Kruv is a child, like in the Kruv. So this is a child and an adult. They look different. So one's a statue of an adult. A Nesher is understood to be an eagle. There's a lot of controversy over whether that's correct. But Abba Dabar, that Nesher is an eagle. One eagle's mutter. It's only also the four Bahadi Adad.
So there's four and they have an eagle. Yeah. It's really a
it's a little hard for me to know what it means. It's an eagle, but it's really a vulture. So why is it an eagle if it's really a vulture?
I mean, it's a nesher.
That's what people think. So I don't know. I don't know. We're going to learn that now I have nechashad. People just a chayshid that you have what's us. It's also us. So we'll have to see. So we're going to see if it's a full figure or not. Okay, let's see.
Is there a heter l'Islami?
We're going to learn that as well. Is that the Islami? We have to see what that means.
What is the effort? To draw the figure itself?
Not to draw. We're talking now about a statue. And we're going to see soon about drawing. Till now, it's going to say, the bottom line says, Be'medevar mumer and be'baltais. The whole, this page is talking about be'baltais, which means a figure that protrudes. That's a statue, or even a partial statue. We'll learn how much of what.
One of them,
Dafka all four. Dafka all four together, because that's the Chayes HaKadosh. If you just have an eagle, the way it appeared in the dream, which is on the four sides of one figure, of one creature. That's the Yisr. That's the whole Yisr. But also, the Chetzurah Serafim, Vaifanim, or Malachai Ashares. How do you know? Yecheskel, it says. What do Vaifanim look like? There are angels called Vaifanim. They're boxes with wheels, something like the Good Humor cart. No bicycle. But something like a Good Humor cart, you know, it's basically a box with four large wheels actually on four sides. My father was Malachi Asharis. The Chet Suras Adam Levadoi. The Ifanim are not wheels. The Ifanim described in the pasuk are not. They have a body to them. The body is a, I think, is a box. So it says they have wheels on four sides.
The word I think.
Ifanim, yeah, but it refers to the Ifanim in the dream. Now here we're going to learn. V'cheit suras adam levadoi. Now this is important, because this comes up. The image of a human being, kol eilu asala asayisan afilu heim l'noi. You're not allowed to make these things even as a decoration. V'moybe kechavim asam. Asala asayisan, why? A guy made it. This is loisasun iti. So if a guy made it, why are you not allowed to keep it? So here we have a machlokes hapaiskim. Why? So take a look at Shach Chav Gimel. He says, Mishum Chashada, that the reason you're not allowed to hold it is because of a Chashad. What type of Chashad? How do you understand that? Huh? They're going to think that what? So look at Taz Tess. Taz Tess also says, Mishum Chashad, Shechashdu Sha'ivid Lahem. The Taz Ashita is, you're not allowed to have it. Because Taz Tes, because of Chash, that people are going to think you bow down to it. That's Taz Tes. However, the Gra in Ois Chaf Aleph, at the end of Chaf Aleph. No, it's okay. Look at the last three lines of Chaf Aleph. Also, Thaisim Shum Chashada Dasi Asan. He says the Chashad is not Avodah Zarah. We're not talking about Avodah Zarah. We're talking about the Chashad on Asiya, the Isser is Asiya. They're going to see you have it in the house. They're going to think you made it. We're going to learn soon. It's a big enough community to shoot this. Yeah.
The book of decoration,
the figure of a person, you mean? Or,
you
mean just to use Xmas lights in a sukkah? Very inappropriate, but people do it. And the same thing with these shiny things that hang down, all those extra stuff. So it doesn't give a good taste, but I'd say it's awesome. I'd say it's awesome. Now,
at the convention, they had
Havdalah candle in the tzura of a person. So it's also to make that. It's also to make it, and it's also to have it for one of these two reasons. So we'll see if there's any limud zchus on it. So lechatchila, it's not the right thing.
It loses its
tzura. You burn it, you burn out the tzura. Okay. But this is an isser which is not well known. Let's just learn the Ramah. Umiyu imaitzi isa mutarim. If you find it in the street, it's not also ba'anah. Levat chamu levana shnechem lavdam. Except for such figures that it's a derech avayda zara to serve. There's some raya that they made it to use as avayda zara. So he's saying that if you find it in the street, it's not also ba'anah. But, as it says in Shachov Dalit, it's muta ba'anah, but you got to get rid of it. You're not allowed to be mashit. So you quickly sell it.
So, from the
Ramah is not mashma chashad avayda zara. He says, if it's avayda zara, it's aser. He doesn't say it's aser, it's chashad avayda zara. Ramah only says that. Right, so it's avayda zara, it's aser. It's nothing to do with chashad. If you know it's avayda zara, of course it's aser, right? If you know it's avayda zara, it's likely it's avayda zara, it's certainly aser. Right, the chinami. So then there's no problem. Bisman hazeh. Then if you find it, there's no problem. It might become a son that there's no problem. You have enough from it. It's only aser if. Right, the Ramah is coming to say it's muta ba'anos. He says except if it's a type of figure that people are oivid. No, there's no gezeira. Just avayda zara is aser. Now, let's talk about the statues, and there are a couple of issues that we have to address, and we have to learn still one more shach. First of all, the issue, the real issue, things like dolls or G.I. Joe men, they still have them. I don't know, kids were little, they had them. Or little figurines. Now, there are also the greeting card figurines that people buy. You know what I'm referring to? They used to be much more popular. It's like a little statue of an old lady on a rocking chair, and it says "World's Best Grandma" underneath, and you give it instead of a greeting card.
On top of a wedding cake.
On top of a wedding cake. Okay. They still have wedding cakes. It's a cost-cutting measure for the weddings. They don't have the wedding cakes anymore. But so the question is, what is the halacha with all of these figures? Now, I have to tell you, lechatchila, to buy these little statues that are made as decorations is certainly ein ruach hacham nechei menu at best, because it's a gemara, it's a shulchan aruch that you don't keep these type of things in your house. The gemara is Rav Gamliel had certain images in his place to ask Shilas for the sun and the moon, and the gemara questions it. But talking now mishuras hadin, what?
The
slamed. So now we're going to have at the end of the sif that for teaching purposes it's mutter. Now we'll have to see if that's even only teaching halacha or even teaching sciences. Oh, we'll get to it. Just talking now only about Suras HaAdam. There are statuettes. Nobody's going to give me world's best grandma, but I don't know. It's not. I don't think it's not ruach hacham leichem menu to have these things. It certainly shows I'm a ratchet. What do you need it for? Like, what is it to anybody? It could break something off. Okay. They have sometimes they give statues at graduation or things. They give little statues that have people on top. You know, if anybody have any from here that ever wins what's called the Grammy, the Grammys have a
trophies from variety. Sure.
Okay.
Those images aren't perfect.
All right. There are a number of important Maram Mukaimis on the topic regarding dolls, dolls that are made for children to play with. There are three Gedolei Achrayim who are matir. They are the Chachmas Adam, in Klal Pei Hei Oizvav. The Netziv discusses it in the Tshuva Meshuv Davar, in the section on Yeredeya, Tshuva Yud Aleph. He died discuss it a lot in the Hamik Shaila as well, in Klal Nun Zayin Ois Gimel. And the third is the Nachal Eshkol, which is brought here in the Daka Tshuva. All three hold that if it's a type of an image which is made, which everyone looks at and knows is made as a toy for children, it's not a davar mechubad, and it's not a tzura that's a similar tzura for avodah zara. They say like ka'isay tzura, that they know isayish, they have a certain tzura they made up for him. So they say that it's mutter. One of them mentions the lashon that the dolls are davar mevuzim, they're left on the floor, and sometimes they're missing an arm or a leg, and you know they go around undressed most of the time. He mentions davar mevuzah. Chavasam doesn't even use the lashon that it's used by ifim mevuzah. He just says that something that's made in such a way, there's no iser lahachzikam. They don't say to make them, which would be in a seder aiser. But they say that to keep them, you could be mekel. Now, immediately, you think about it, like the Taz, we understand. It's also nechashad that people are going to think that you're using as avodah zara. So there's nechashad on these things. Like the gra, that the iser is because the chashad that you made it. Why does it help? It's not a tzuras avodah zara. So we would have to stretch it and say, well, everyone knows that nobody can make these things in their homes the way we make it today. That's not what it says there, but I guess we have to stretch it and be mekel. So these are reasons to be mekel. Chassam Sofer writes about this in the Likutei Tshuvos. Chassam Sofer, Tshuva Vav, says, E.F. Shalakar Raya b'svara ba'alma. E.F. Shalakar Isser b'svara ba'alma. You can't just sit back and say svaris on a Mechaber Shulchan Aruch that says it's aser. You sit back and say, well, the doll is different, the doll is made mevuzah, the doll... says E.F. Shalakar Isser b'svara ba'alma. However, today we have the Ritva of Avodah Zarah, which happens to be, not the Ritva means Haskama, but when I learned Avodah Zarah in Yeshiva, we used the Ritva all the time, especially with the Rav Kook, with the footnotes that tell you where to look in Halacha. The Ritva in Avodah Zarah, Dafim Gimel Amid Beis, says this. Some say his tithes, he can't be Yiker in Issa with a Svara Ba'alma, but here we have a Rishon. It's still a Svara, but it's not a Svara Ba'alma, it's a Rishon. So there is a solid source to be mekel, on these things, because today it's not known to be an inyan avodah zarah. Now, are you going to tell me maybe it's a light plug? So we discussed here numerous times that Matthew Anderson said that any halacha which has exceptions, an exception, if in the original takana there were zero exceptions, we say light plug. In the original takana, there are exceptions, based on the reason, then you can make more exceptions. We know here there's an exception, l'islamid, for learning purposes it's mutter. So memela, the original reason had exceptions, and memela, we can add exceptions based on the reason. And this is the basis for the kula and most of Klal Yisrael that are not makbid on having dolls in the house, even though somebody told me that in All for the Boss it describes how he rubbed off the nose of the dolls of his children. So good. Avodah Zarah?
No, the dolls in the house
were
children.
See, they don't have dolls.
No, I'm saying, are there
anybody that doesn't have dolls? When you have seven boys, you don't have dolls in the house. Why didn't those cut off the ear better?
Well, they cabbage patch dolls.
What?
Kimmy
Garaya. Not for everything. Yeah, okay. There's a stipler, there's a letter. Ein lamida halacha al maisis ba'alma. Something like that. One of the letters in the second Krayin Digra is a very interesting letter. It says, Klai Yisrael lately paskins halacha is based on stories. So, at any rate, my point is that there are mekhilim.
When you say smutter to be mekhaim, are you including smutter to buy?
Yeah, it's not there's any buying and being mekhaim. Making it, it's a pella. The chavadas. He has a tshuva, Rav Yosef has a tshuva, the Maramokim, Chela Gimel, tshuva Samach Dalid, about making dolls, and he's mekel, and he brings these Maramokimists. These Maramokimists don't talk about making it, they talk about owning it. It's a very strange tshuva. Look at the tshuva. The Lashon HaRambam, Be'emes, is mashma, that even making it is osur because of chashad. It's a reason for deraisa. Maybe that's Rav Yosef, the Rambam for a lot of things, but it's a very strange tshuva that the tshuva basically talks about rayas that have nothing to do with the Isidai Rais, have to do with Isidai Rabban of Lashaisan, and he brings as a raya, he's matir, having a company that makes these things.
Somebody's taking
a
sculpture in clay.
Sculpture, yeah. Somebody goes to sculpture things. The person has to avoid making a figure of a person.
How is more machmir making a doll than making a cross?
The two things have no shaykhs to each other. In other words, making a doll is one shayla, which is lesas and iti, it's not doing avodah zara. Making a tzelem is avodah zara, it's a seich avodah zara itself. It's
separation.
You mean if it's a comical... It's not mishuka, it's just drawing a face and a nose and a mouth.
But if it would be...
I'll tell you. If it's totally not proportional, I don't know. I don't know. Well, people have the expensive dolls that they collect, the porcelain dolls. That would be a problem. That would be a problem based on that reason, the mavuza reason. The other reason that it's a tsura yadua that nobody's ayvid is maybe different. What about the gingerbread cookies they make in the shape of a person? Is that a problem?
Is that
three-dimensional? I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe it's not. Animals is mutter. Remember, this is only people. There's only tzura sa'adam, and we're going to learn later that a bust is mutter. If they're just the head is mutter. It's only the tzura, the whole tzura of a person. We're going to learn later in Zion that if it's just the bust of the person, that's mutter. Rosh has a fascinating tshuva. It's in Yeridei Chelik Beis Tshuva Nun Dalid. It's Rabbi Chin, Alav Shalom, was a rav in McKeesport, Pennsylvania. Tarvadasa alumni. Rabbi Chin asked him a shaila in 62, I guess 63. The community was getting together to make a statue of President Kennedy. You know, a big, I don't know, 10-foot statue that's going to, you know, stand and guard the city. So he asked Ramesha, you know, all the houses of worship in the city are collecting money to build the statue of Kennedy. But it's a tzura sodom and apparently not mavuza. And he asked Ramesha if they're allowed to contribute to it. So Moshe says three things, and the third is the most fascinating. The first thing he says is say number one. He says that goyim are not mitzvah in leisasa iti. The goyim are not mitzvah. You're allowed to give money to a guy to make a statue. He's not to make a god, but I said before leisasa iti is not a god. It's to make a dumus of a human being. So the first thing he writes is that goyim are not mitzvah. You can give to them. A yid is mitzvah. One second. So he says that they should have in mind not to be kind of, that's the second thing, they should have in mind not to be kind of a chelik in the statue. They give the guy the money, and the guy's going to do it anyway. He's not making him do it, but he's contributing to the cost. And he have in mind they want to be kind of a chelik in the statue. Well, he doesn't say that, but he says you can donor, but you don't own a chelik. The third Nekudah Ramesh writes is fascinating. He says he's citing halacha that you can't have ownership in something that has no value. It's not possible to own something that has no value. The Rashba says even something that's worth less than a pruta, it's not possible to own it. It says shnei devarim einam b'shusa shaladam basana kazegilam b'shusa, and one is chametz b'pesa. Why even chametz b'pesa not b'shusa shaladam? I spend $10 and I buy chametz 2 days before Pesach. It's mine. I'm kind of it. When did it become ois the yids? So the Rashba says this yisai. The Rashba Sachem says once it's worth nothing, you can't own something that has no value. So Ramesha writes that a 12-foot statue of President Kennedy is not worth anything. You take it to the store, no one's going to buy it.
The metal.
Ramesha writes, no one's going to buy it. It has zero shavias. I don't know, to melt it down for the metal, basically. Right. And he says, Be'etzem, is that even shayach ownership in somebody that has no shavias? That's what Ramesha writes. If you want it, you have to spend money to make it. But it's like all the other fancy things that people have that are bad, some worthless.
My question wasn't into collectibles. Somebody says, you find somebody to buy something like that.
After many years, you mean?
What happens when they have a clothing store without these dummies?
What?
Someone has a clothing store without these dummies.
Those dummies don't have any facial features. Some of them do have facial features. It's an interesting question. You have to come on to the Chochmas Adam's Heter that it's a tzura, she do a shein ad demais. Then get without a head, they should get without a head. The wax museum is also to own it and also to make it, but you're allowed to look at it. It's not also about no. Now, just as a tzorachi in Gadol, because this is Yeridei based Tshuva Nun Dalid, in Tshuva Nun Hey, Ramesha writes that B'nei Nayach Amitzuva on making it. And it appears to be something of a stira between the two tshuvas. I don't know how to answer it. In Tshuva Nun Hey, Ramesha writes that from the Lashon HaRambam in Hilchas Malachim is Eimad Ichen Goy Lassis Tzurais Lanai. And Ramesha brings a raya that even Goyim are not allowed to make these tzuras. And here he writes that for a Goy it's mutter. Right. What is it? It's honor, you mean? It's not. Maybe. Or maybe Ramesh in the first truva is talking about a deraisa, and the second one is talking about a derabanan. Could be. That the goyim and amitzuva, you're allowed to contribute money to them making it because they're amitzuva, there's no issa for them to make it. No, so it could be, it's only derabanan, that's one. Okay. Oh, you mean it's not shayat that the rabbi, it should be this, the rabbanon, that's true.
If it was right. Also what, that it's not the rabbanon,
then we'd have money without you. Otherwise, that would be the problem. Are you here? Because there's no issa by a guy. Right? So we're going to talk about a painting of a human being. All right, the issue of a painting is toloi in a taz that we're going to have in Sifkat Yud Gimel. We're not going to get to it till next week, but let me at least Lamana Shlomasa Inyan. The issue, there are two issues. One is paintings and one is pictures. The issue is the following. It says here in the bottom line, Bebedevam Amurim Bebeltais. It's only a set surah that's Bailet. But a surah that's Shrekeya is Mutter. The issue is a tzura that's loy boilet v'loy shekeya, a tzura that's neither boilet nor shekeya, flat picture. So the Taz, I believe in Yud Gimel, says that that's mutter. And it's even better than loy boilet v'loy shekeya. And in that case, it should be mutter. I'm sorry, it's Taz Yud Beis. So, all right, we'll learn it inside Mitzvah Hashem next week. He says that it's not an issue. Pesach Chuvin Ches brings Eisrim. However, the Ben Ish Chai writes that the whole Shaila is only on paintings, which have a little bit of a blita. When you paint, you run your finger along the paper. There is something that's violet. There's something that's violet. He says. What? Right. Shemitzai Mekaisel b'saman and mutalah saison. That's true, but the Taz brings the Rashitas Ramban that argues the beginning of the narrow lines.
You should put the sugar inside.
One second. He says that Dimus Adam, Mishum Shinam Lesasan Raisi, Dimus Shani Maras Milavim, Kalelo was a Bain Shekea Bain Bailet, Ella Bishar Tsuris, Yeshkam Kinis La Saisam, Udraban, Yeshkil Mishkela Bailet, Mela Gambahano Shasam and Atira La Saisan, El Shiasam Motam and Atira, Vasma Draban, Shukhashad, the Gambam Yeshkil, Bishkela Bailet. There's a way of Ram Shem Rishain, Koshkin Yaker. Kein Tema al Shulchanor Shlavi Das Rambam. We have Vach Vade She'ein La Hakol Klal Neged Divrei Ramban, but Tur Masikei Lechin Aran. He says things that are Issa Deraisa to make that Afilu Shekas is Aser, not like the Mechaber. See, he brings the Shita of Eisrim that are not Mechal. See, the thing is this: certain suris you see them as three dimensional. You see a human being, you see him as three-dimensional. The sun, we're going to learn, everybody agrees to make a picture of a sun is aser. A photograph, a painting, everything is aser, because the sun doesn't appear three-dimensional to the human eye. It's so far away that when you look at the sky, the moon doesn't appear to be three-dimensional. You can't see that the moon is a sphere. It looks like a circle, it looks like a plate. It looks flat, because it's so far away that the moon is 240,000 miles away. So the fact that it has a blita of a diameter of what is it, about 3,000 miles, it doesn't, it's not nikkur to the eye. 3,000 miles to 240,000, it's not recognizable. So everyone agrees the sun, the moon, the stars, the heavenly bodies are also bein beleya bein flat. So even if it's ain't beleya beleya shekeh beleya beleya shekeh. The question is, what about a human being? Now, a human being appears to be violent. However, why you not let make an image of a human being? Because in the Mara HaNevuah, the Rabbi Shalom appears, kiviyachol, as a human being. In a Mara, does he appear three-dimensional? I never had a Mara, so I don't know. But the Oisrim assume that in a vision, it also appears two-dimensional, and that therefore, there's an Isser.
If somebody dreams what? Of a person, you dream him in three-dimensional. You don't dream of him in two-dimensional.
Do you really dream three-dimensional? I don't know. It's like a dream. It's like seeing a movie. No, but that's, you have two eyes. You see three-dimensionally. Depth perception comes totally from this. All right, Mitzvah Shem, we'll come back to it, Mitzvah Shem.
I have to do some dream analysis.
This is Shuva Zion. Oh, Yaris Devash. That's Kabbalah Dikkur reasons already.